Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Your morning mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hello, Natasha Castle.
And it's Anish.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Monday morning with your morning mess. Can we say good morning to Penny?
Morning, Penny.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. So it's time for a side chick staycation setup, which means you think your is it your man, fiance, husband?
It's my boyfriend, Ray.
Okay.
How long have you and Ray been going out?
About like 10 months now.
Okay. So it's a good amount of time, honey. Congratulations.
You guys are in love, I'm assuming.
Oh, yes. And, you know, at the end of the month, I'm even planning on moving in with Ray.
Ooh.
And in my head and heart, it's sort of like a first step to marriage in my mind. But I am concerned that he might be cheating on me with his ex-girlfriend, Janessa.
Why do you think that?
So, to start, when I was moving in, I was slowly, like, packing things up at my current apartment to move over to Ray's place. And I brought a couple of boxes over last weekend, and I was shocked to end up finding Janessa, Ray's ex-girlfriend, over. And
she was over
Ray's
his
place.
Crib?
She was at Ray's place, and I wasn't expecting that. I was told that Janessa had moved out of the city. She moved out, you know, for some job in California. So as far as I was concerned, this entire time, she didn't even live in the same city.
Did you know that they even talked?
No.
No, nothing.
No, nothing, nothing. And so I show up, obviously, to his place, and there she is. And apparently, the job she got in California didn't work out, and she moved back. And I then come to find out that she is actually staying at Ray's place.
Wait, so this means you had a run-in with her. Did you guys exchange words, or?
We didn't really talk, but there were definitely some shady eyes, if you put it that way. You know, I felt a vibe with Janessa. That
what did the sure. What did the air smell like when you walked into that apartment?
Oh my god!
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. It was fine.
It was fine. Okay.
I mean, now my move-in date with Ray has been pushed back, and I can't help but think that, you know, I'm basically being dropped for his ex.
I can hear every lady right now, listening right now, Penny, going, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Anish or Natasha, mm-hmm. You're with your man.
Yep.
You go to the apartment, their ex is there. At that point, like, obviously.
I can't say the three words that I would be able to say.
Natasha, you're in a relationship. If you went over to your man's spot right before you guys moved in, and there was his ex in there, I mean, is there a relationship at that point, or is there any doubt that he's cheating, maybe?
No, I would sit there and definitely question her. You just kind of be sneaky and see what kind of common stories I can, or, you know, tie-ins I can link together, or kind of just go in for it like, hi, what are you doing here? Go straight for it.
You're pretty understanding, Penny.
Why are you here?
Yeah, I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about it. I ended up getting Janessa's number from Ray's phone when he wasn't looking. So that's how I have her number.
Okay,
wow.
Let's get to it, because I don't think there's any questions. Something's going on. I'm just going to put that out there. All right, we're calling her up next and find out if she wants to put your boyfriend on the reservation. And we say we're calling her his ex-girlfriend, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Penny, hold on right there. We're going to get that number from you.
Okay.
It's a side chick staycation setup happening next. What's your morning mess? Okay, so we're back with a side chick staycation setup. Good morning, Penny.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Okay, so we got the number from this girl who's the ex of your boyfriend.
Yeah, Janessa.
Anish, you're going to give the call?
Yeah.
Pretend you're the front desk clerk at the Aurora?
Ask who she'd like to bring on a free romantic stay. And all of this came because you were surprised to find when you were trying to move some stuff into your boyfriend's place, Penny, that Janessa was there, right?
Right.
Penny, you ready?
Yeah.
You a little nervous?
Yes, I am.
Well, take your time with it. If when we call her, she does say you're in a man's name, literally the show is yours, and you can tell exactly how you feel about her. And then you let us know if you want some counseling services or you're done with the relationship.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Janessa?
Yeah. Who is this?
Hi, Janessa. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news. So you have been selected as our grand prize winner of our free romantic giveaway. This includes a weekend stay in our penthouse suite accompanied with our honeymoon package. And since I have you on the line right now, just want to straighten out some details for your reservation. Do you happen to have 30 seconds of your time to give me?
What is this for?
Well, we've been working with an online database, and we're actually a new hotel established in the Valley, looking to build our presence online, so we are asking for a review of your experience. Those details I wanted to go over with you a little bit later, but I want to straighten out that reservation for you right now, and I was hoping we could get those details done since I have you on the line.
Okay.
Okay, great.
And so, it's just a free hotel stay?
That is correct, ma'am. Now, if you would like to get room service, that's going to be an additional cost to you, but there are no resort fees, no taxes, and, of course, no charge for your stay in itself. So since we have that taken care of, I just have one question for you to start us off. Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I can take down your guest name whenever you're ready, ma'am.
I guess Ray. Are you f***ing kidding me? Janessa, are you f***ing kidding me?
Janessa, we gotta let you know you're live on the radio. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I fucking knew it, you slut. Are you kidding me?
What the hell is this? I know this bitch likes to play dirty. What, you called me through the radio?
She was playing dirty.
Yeah, you're the bitch for sleeping with someone else's boyfriend.
Hi, my name's Natasha. I'm kind of just mediating this.
Okay, maybe you need to stay in your lane, Natasha. And Penny, no one was asking you any information either.
First of all,
oh my God.
Don't be talking to Natasha like that. Only I can talk to her like that.
Oh my God. You couldn't even last in California for more than 3 months, all right? So you probably couldn't find the right to put in your mouth for a job, all right?
How do you apply for that job?
Why is he with me if he's your boyfriend? That's what I thought. It's your problem. The problem is with you. Maybe if you spent less time calling up radio stations to be pranking people like your Ashton Kutcher, maybe your man would be staying with you. But no, you're on your
phone. This is gross. Penny, you don't need this.
Thomas Rhodes is off the hook. I'm trying to tell y'all. Okay, so I get this from my good friend Natasha Castles. Natasha, you have a problem always when girls are fighting for a guy when you guys should both be mad at him.
Yeah, both mad at him. And you know what? Janessa probably feels like she has some type of seniority because, he was mine first. Shut up.
Well, you know what? Ray's
not that type of person. It's this bitch. She's manipulative. Coming back in here.
No, your man or ex.
He's a good guy.
I don't even have time for this. You guys are going to wake up Ray. I haven't even made breakfast. Yet.
Oh my God! Ray is there?
I'm late right now. I'm coming over.
Wait. So Janessa, Ray's at your. Yeah. He's at your spot, or you're at his spot?
I'm at his spot.
You're at his. Oh my God. Penny, your man has his ex at his house right now.
I think she hung up.
She hung up.
Oh, she's my really God. Going over there.
Janessa, she's on her way.
Cool.
You don't care?
No.
Janessa, are you being for real right now?
No, I'm not even at his house.
Oh, you're not at his house. You were just saying that?
No, that hoe's going to go over and fight him, and then they're going to break up, and then I'll slide back in.
Oh, my God.
You're evil.
Genius. I mean, what? All right, well, you crazy, Janessa. That's all I got to say. You're nuttier than a payday bar.
And you look fascinated over there. You turned on, Joey? A little bit.
I mean,
all right.
My spirit animal is Janessa.
Okay.
That's crazy.
All right.
Did she hang up?
I think so.
She did. I'm a star 69 her. Does that still work?
What is even that?
Okay.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.